Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani and I am the supervisor that will be further assisting you. Can I start by getting the first and last name to locate the account?
So Cynthia Norris.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Norris. Can you verify the address on file for me, please?
819 Birchwood Drive, Orange, Connecticut.
Okay. Do you have the account located here that's for the smart fitness tracker as well as the replaceable straps that was ordered back on March the 15th?
So I never ordered it, and I haven't received it, and I keep getting, you know, a bunch of other stuff from you guys that, you know, I have no idea what it is.
Okay, and it's a smartwatch that was ordered with us back on the 15th of March, and I'm showing it was delivered to your address on the 18th of March. You don't remember receiving it at all?
Nope.
Because it was
Nor
a bundle deal as far as the fitness tracker. It was two fitness trackers. It came with the interchangeable straps, and it was also a lifetime warranty added, as well as some earbuds that was ordered. So the total price for the set was $79.86. However, with the two fitness trackers, which with the shipping and handling only was paid for those of $497 and $597, that allowed a 14-day trial period to try out both fitness trackers. And when the account didn't get canceled, it charges the full retail price for both of those fitness trackers, which is why you're being billed again for $49.87 and $69.87. That's the full price for those fitness trackers.
That's great. I never received it. I just want to cancel everything.
Okay, this account, there's nothing to cancel there, but the charges as far as being applied to the account, is it possible that someone in the household could have placed this original order and also received the delivery of the fitness trackers? Because I'm showing it, again, it was confirmed by the United States Postal Service that it was delivered to the home on March the 18th.
No, nobody else in the house.
Okay. Well, we can definitely go ahead and file the charges as fraudulent, Ms. Norris, because we do take credit card fraud very seriously. But I do need to make you aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for pending investigation and that false claims or fraudulent charges, they may result in penalties such as a fine. So the first thing that I do need to do is fill out a police report with your local police department and also get with the postmaster inspector to see whom received the fitness trackers to the being that I'm showing they were delivered. And I just need your consent to go ahead and proceed.
Okay.
Now, is the Visa card ending in 4313, does that belong to you?
Hold on. Yes.
Okay. At this time, have any of these charges been disputed with the car company or the bank?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and get started. I'll get the information sent over to the police department. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
Nope.
All right, thank you. Ms. Norris, can you verify the email address with me, please?
I'm not sure what it is.
Okay, what's your normal email that you use? Do you have a cnorris101 at AOL?
I do. I also have another one, yes.
Okay. I just wanted to verify that because I do have to add this on here. I'm going to place you back on a brief hold, okay?
Yep.
Okay, just to let you know, I'm still working on everything for you, okay?
Yep, that's fine.
All right, and I got the police report sent over. Now I got to get the information sent over to the post office for you, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, I do appreciate your patience. I got everything sent over. I did issue back 7 refunds back to your card. $69.87, $49.87, $28.99, $19.95, $4.97, $19.98, and $5.97. Those refunds may take about 3 to 5 business days before they do return back to the card that was charged. And if the police department needs to get in touch with you, they do have all of your information to give you a follow-up, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.